Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave strikes out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball four. Pickering moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Maynish goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Van Camp for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Reeves reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reeves moves to third. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice bunts towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Reeves covering, for the out. Meyer moves to third. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Manish reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reeves moves to second. Ollie Marquard pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and picks off Marquard. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Brilhart now pitching. Muddy Ruel now catching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-3 in the game. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bludge moves to second. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Brilhart fields it and throws to first for the out. Bludge moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-3 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Brill Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. West reaches second base with a double. Mainisch scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. QL reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. West scores. It's 6-1, Senators. Ed Durham now pitching. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Pickering moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pickering scores. Reeves moves to second. It's 6-2, Senators. Rabbit Warsler pinch hits for Ed Durham. Bump Hadley now pitching. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett strikes out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 4 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.